Welcome to Selected Shorts, a celebration of the short story. The subject of this edition is readers and writers. Tony Roberts reads Ed Has His Mind Improved by Walter R. Brooks.
I suppose it's kind of silly of me to keep on telling people about Wilbur Pope's talking horse. People are awful skeptical. Prove it, they say, prove it. Well, I can't prove it. Neither can Mr. Pope prove it, because the darn horse won't cooperate. He'll talk all right when he's alone with Mr. Pope, but get him out in company where you want him to show what he can do, and he shuts up like a clam. I've told everybody you can talk, Ed, said Mr. Pope, and I do think you might back me up. All our neighbors here around Mount Kisco are beginning to whisper behind their hands when I come into a room. And I've lost two of my best accounts because they say they can't leave their advertising in the hands of a man who chats with animals. I appeal to your better nature, Ed, he said. But Ed just laughed. Yeah, he said. Who told you I had one? So Mr. Pope had to go around and tell everybody that he had just been kidding and that Ed couldn't talk at all. But they still act funny to him in Mount Kisco. Well, I don't live in Mount Kisco, and I'm not an advertising man, and so I don't see why I can't tell the truth about things, and particularly about what happened when Ed learned to read, because there's a lesson in it for us. Well, Mr. Pope's house was always overrun on Saturdays and Sundays with a noisy crowd of Mrs. Pope's friends. At least I suppose you'd call them...